Hello and welcome to Divine Podcast, formerly known as This Week in Gaming. This is our first episode. Welcome to Monster Vine's premier integral podcast. I am Will, the Almighty Asian.
And I am Zach, the Great White Caucasian. Pleasure to meet you.
Welcome back, guys. And if you're first-time listeners to this podcast, we're going to tell you just in advance, we go unfiltered, profanity up the ass, and it's very biased, so if you don't like that kind of discussion...
It's also very sarcastic. Like, basically 99% of the things, except the news, are not meant to be serious. At all.
We're like the Daily Show, but for video gaming.
Bitch, I'm Colbert. Screw Jon Stewart.
Well, I'll be the Jon Stewart then. Fuck you. So yeah.
Alright, so let's get this bitch started.
Monster Vine. What the fuck kind of site is that? Well, it's our site, but you're obviously
Yeah, really,
here.
You had to kind of get to our site to figure out that we had a podcast. One was needed by the other.
So yeah, Monster Vine, it's basically unlike your ordinary, typical video game site. We are not corporate, as we've been saying. We are very independent. We have editorial content that's unique to other
we
game sites.
We have all original content, no more copy and pasting off of Kotaku. We're better than that now. Now we go to Giant Bomb and copy and paste.
Yes, because I don't have a source anymore.
Nah, it's all original content. It's everything epic that it can be. Videos, Monster Vine, it's some kind of sick lab creation, I think.
Yeah, we have this whole elaborate backstory that we created this monster of a site from a laboratory. And yeah, it's like your Frankenstein kind of thing. Except it doesn't come back to bite us in the ass.
We don't know that yet. We haven't started yet.
Oh yeah. This is our second day into this.
Yeah, quote, technically, quote. When this goes up, this will be the second day.
Yep, so we'll see how the week plays out. And, okay, so we got to that part of the site. Now let's talk about the podcast, The Vine.
The Vine!
It was formerly Twig, but we found out the...
It grew. It grew up. It aged from a little tiny twig to a long, monstrous vine.
A vine.
And it's sweeping the tree of gaming.
The gaming, so to speak. The tree of gaming podcasts. That's
yes.
Basically what it is.
Basically, Giant Bomb heads it, and Monster Vine is all around the tree. It's everywhere.
Yeah. And because it's the name change and all, we're still going about the same format. We kind of tweaked it a little to focus on the hardcore gaming audience, people who understand, you know, what getting achievements in Call of Duty 4 or beating stuff like that.
Yeah, because that makes you a hardcore gamer now. What? Does also having an MLG gamer picture, a can of Rockstar, and a copy of Call of Duty World at War make you an MLG?
Hey, I'm not Fatality. I don't know.
No one does.
But yeah, we're still the same podcast. That's all we can tell you about that.
It's still the same lovely podcast that we had, like, one fan of, but now it's better and on a more popular site, and you know what? We plan on doing more crazy shit.
Yes, we are very not formal about this, all of it. And then,
We're pro-insanity here.
And then, here's where we go to our awkward pause.
What do we have for news? I'm drooling a little.
Well, let's move on to our new segment, shall we? And...
Ooh, we have a new segment.
Oh, news segment, not new segment.
You got me so excited.
No, we're fine. So, Oddworld. It's coming
Oddworld.
Back.
Oddworld.
I am so excited. For Oddworld.
You are, because you've played Stranger's Wrath. I, on the other hand, have only heard of Oddworld and seen one video that just happens to be on our YouTube profile.
Oddworld had, like, basically, like, the best story mixed with gameplay and I was very sad to see it go as a franchise. It stopped in 2005 with Stranger's Wrath. Apparently, they've been going on this like weird crusade to making an animated movie, which never see the light of day.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Can you say Clone Wars all over again?
Yeah, it could have been like that, but knowing Oddworld, they came back to gaming, and I'm kind of surprised to see what they'll have in store for the next game. They say it won't be.
I'm thrilled about it. It makes me happy. I mean, it leads for a chance of another Psychonauts, because if Oddworld can sell that badly, and Psychonauts sold that badly, maybe Psychonauts isn't dead.
I mean, it all depends on who gets the publishing claims to the next Oddworld game. So we'll see how much money they can pour into that next project.
But yeah, right now there's no news as to whether it's going to be 360, PS3. No one knows where it's going to go. For all we know, it could just be a downloadable $10 game off Steam. All right? We don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, so we'll keep you updated on whatever happens with Oddworld. But we're glad it's coming back in the South. Next, we've been talking about this other news for quite a while. Rare released its Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts demo, but the text wasn't actually readable for standard TV.
Oh, I was pissed.
And Zach had his rant about that.
Yeah, the first day, I swear everyone thought I was overreacting. I went to Will immediately, says, I wanted to play Banjo Nuts and Bolts, but the text is so small and blurry, I just can't get into it. And apparently it wasn't just me, so I'm not insane.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not insane in this aspect. But, yeah. And Rare, even though they claimed they weren't going to fix it, apparently they got bitched at enough, and enough angry letters were written anonymously by yours truly, that they're now making this patch.
Come on, at this point, even though they're seemingly promoting this next-gen HDTV trend, people still play on standard TVs anyway, so why not?
Yeah, I hate to break it to them, but not everybody has the money for HD. In fact, majority people are poor.
Yeah, especially in this economic situation. Who the fuck can buy an HDTV?
Bitch, we still trying to buy gas and shit.
I'm a poor college student. There you go.
Truth.
But yeah, glad they're getting a fix out. You know when that's going to come out, or we'll just...
It's going to come out by this month, apparently, so that's good.
Isn't the game coming
they're
out by
getting
then?
On it right away. Well, yeah, the game's going to be already out, but apparently people who buy it standard death are just going to have to wait. It's more about the gameplay. It doesn't really interfere about the gameplay. It's just that you can't catch the game's wit. And you know it has wit. I mean, it's made by Rare. They made Conker.
Yes. Even though they've been on the slump as of late. Perfect Dark. Cameo was alright.
Yeah, Perfect. I don't know, I never played it. Apparently it was very terrible, I don't know. But Perfect Dark was terrible. I downloaded the demo. I was laughing so hard at anybody who paid $60 for that.
Oh, seriously, yeah. The launch games for the Xbox 360 suck. Just
well, bad. Call of Duty 2 was good.
Well, yeah, Call of Duty 2 was good. Because it's Infinity Ward, and speaking about Infinity Ward,
they make me laugh so hard. They have gained so much respect from me. Why don't you tell them why, Will?
Well, there's been a little, like, I don't know what to say, like, a heated hatred between Infinity Ward and the people who publish their games, Activision. Their community director, Robert Bowling, actually went on a blog, his blog, saying he ripped on Activision's producer, and he just called him, quote, senior super douche.
Senior super douche!
Yes, because apparently there isn't enough douchebagness in Activision's publishing.
I know, I mean, they make fucking Geometry Wars, that's douchebaggy enough. But back to Infinity Ward, I don't know, I think what we heard about them is right, that they're actually trying to get out of Activision. They want to be their own independent developers.
Yes, it could go the way of Bungie, where they just, like, get themselves out, but still have, like, a licensing deal for Activision.
Yeah.
But, this is just funny, because it just shows how bad tensions are getting.
They went on all and on about bolt-action rifles. Definitely a bit more than bolt-action rifles going on. For those of you who don't know, the guy at Activision, what the fuck was his name again? Director Robert... No, that wasn't him. I don't know. I don't give a shit.
Just douchebag.
I don't give a shit about his name.
Senior Super
Douche. Senior Super Douche, thank you, said that bolt-action rifles in past Call of Duty games didn't kill in one hit. For some reason, the dude at Infinity Ward took great offense to that, but I think there's a bit more going on. I mean, I don't think he really gives a shit that much about his own bolt-action rifles. I think what he gives a shit about is that they come up with something new and original, and now it's just being used to get World of War out there. It's basically being used to just sell that game, and I don't know. I don't think that Infinity Ward likes that somebody's pretty much sucking the dick off their franchise, that they're whoring right off it.
Control C.
And they couldn't live without it.
V.
Yeah, really.
Pretty much. World at War is kind of like the copy and paste of Modern Warfare.
Oh, definitely. I've heard people say they've played the campaign. It's definitely not as good, because you know that Modern Warfare did it better.
Well, yeah, it still did it better, and it came out, what, a year already? So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't have anything against Treyarch. It's just that they were kind of given this from Activision, which was the senior super douche.
What I have against Treyarch is they're doing it just as much as the senior super douche is. I mean, it's no secret that I talk to that dude from Treyarch on Xbox all the time. And I swear, the first things he said to me when I asked about his game was, "We're taking everything Call of Duty 4 did right and putting it in World War II." That is not something you say about your game. That should not be your opening statement.
Because then the fans will just rip on you.
Yeah, really. And then the people who kind of made the original game will rip on you and call you a senior super douche.
Well, Activision...
But I mean...
Yeah. It's the fault of Activision for, like, doing this whole alternating developers thing. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just don't know what they're doing with Call of Duty. I think they're trying to see who does it better. And it's no secret Infinity Ward does it better. And it's no secret also that Treyarch, every non-Call of Duty game they've had... Actually, I'm going to throw in Call of Duty 3 in there and Big Red 1 because those blue ass too. But yeah, pretty much almost every game they've made has not been good recently. I mean, they made those two crappy Call of Duties, Web of Shadows, Quantum of Solace was shit. They can't get a project good unless they're whoring off Call of Duty.
Yeah, so stop sucking the nutsack. Infinity Ward.
Yeah, really. I think that's what's going on, really. Infinity Ward's just tired of, like, their shit pretty much getting plagiarized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know. Let's move on.
In this, you know, this whole military aspect of warfare really makes you think about, you know, how Americans are very obsessed with guns, and it kind of relates to the whole video game thing. I know...
I'm sorry, I was polishing my M16. What'd you say?
Oh, really? Oh, bust the cap in your ass, fool.
Pat, pat, pat.
And we had Monchivine created this elaborate scientific name that Zach would want to say to describe how Americans would buy video games based on, you know, gun consumption.
Basically, this theory is called, and I quote, "Zach's game theorem on correlating box art figure sales with American gun obsessification," end quote.
Dave.
Punch and pie. Basically, this theory is that, let's say there are two games coming out in the same day. On one side, we have, I don't know, Psychonauts or Oddworld. One of those two games did not sell well. On the other side, we have, I don't know, give me a non-like mainstream franchise that would have, like, pretty much a battle on the cover or something.
A non-franchise? I would think Control 2.
Okay, yeah, that'll be actually a perfect example. That GTA clone. Okay, so we have Psychonauts on this side, and GTA clone volume 5 or something on this side, alright? They're both on the shelf. Imagine it. I'm imagining right now, I walked into GameStop, and here they are. You have Your computer does not exist, all right? This is the age before computers, yet we have an Xbox. Move on, okay? You have done no research on these games. You've heard nothing about them. Just by looking at the covers, chances are you're going to end up going with Saints Row 2. Why? Because you can guarantee there will be shooting, there will be fun, there will be killing, there will be random bullshit, and then you'll look at the back of the cover and see how much like GTA it is, and you'll buy that game. Just because that gun on the cover led you away from the glowing greenness that was Psychonauts, when we all know Psychonauts is one of the greatest games ever created, so you just kind of boned yourself there.
Yes, this is why, you know, original and unique titles are getting overshadowed by these game box arts, even, that just show guns on the cover, and people automatically would buy that over...
Pretty much, I mean, that's how Fracture sold.
Yeah, it's pretty much like how crappy video games get sold.
Fracture, Legendary, those are definitely going to get some sales now just because they're coming out the same week as Mirror's Edge, which any hardcore gamer would get Mirror's Edge if they're an intelligent human being. But, yeah, any like casual gamer who just wanders into an EB Games one day and wants a good game won't be getting it. He'll be getting fucking Fracture.
Yeah, it's because, I mean, we also did a little study that the more guns you have on the cover actually would, like, persuade you even more to buy that game.
What did we compare Saints Row 2 with?
SOCOM Confrontation.
That's right. SOCOM Confrontations led the PS3 sales on the month of October, beating Little Big Planet. Yeah, I know, that's fucking amazing.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I saw it coming because I knew SOCOM fanboys would get it and the casual gamers would get it, but Little Big Planet I thought would be better. But anyway, we had SOCOM on our right here, and then it's like, but Saints Row 2 beat that. Well, pretty much look at it this way. Saints Row 2 has two SMGs on the cover and a gangster. SOCOM just has a soldier and an M16. I rest my case.
There you go. GTA clones outsell SOCOM.
Yes, random fun and violence will beat tactics any day.
Oh, yes.
And apparently Little Big Planet as well, because that just didn't sell.
Little Big Fail.
Take that, bitch.
So let's move on to our Games in Week segment. Games coming out.
Games this week segment.
We really should create like a transition for this segment because it's so
important. You know,
important.
I think we should.
I'll work on that. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. Moving on.
What game's coming out this week? Left 4 Dead for one. It's Dad's.
Left 4 Dead. I played the demo of that, and honestly, after being a fan, not a fan of Counter-Strike, in fact, I'm one of the few people on God's green earth that hated Counter-Strike, but nonetheless, I fucking love Left 4 Dead. It's got Counter-Strike's gameplay, but it's more run-and-gunning style. Like, I don't know, it's like, basically, billions of zombies are going to come at you from anywhere, and you have a shotgun, a pistol with infinite ammo, and you can't zoom in and can only shoot from the hip. Yet, the co-op's fun, you'll be scared shitless, especially the first time you played it. Fuck.
Oh yeah, I see the zombie enemies in that game. It looks absolutely freaking crazy how they'll swarm at you. They're very intelligent.
Oh, definitely. And it's like, it's kind of more like realistic than they just come out of nowhere. Like, you can have a whole zombie swarm at you based on what happened in a previous attack. Like, say there was a boomer there and he threw up on you. Yes, that actually does happen. I'm not bullshitting.
Wow.
He will throw up on you and it attracts a whole zombie horde. And you're fucked at that point, alright? You are fucked knowing that. If you walk by a car and set off the alarm, run! Alright, run! There's nothing else! You're dead!
Pretty much. I mean,
it sets off a whole horde that wasn't going to be there 5 seconds ago. I love that. And you don't even know what way they're going to come from. They just come.
I mean, at that point, all you can do is just aim your crosshair at the zombie's head, and you basically shoot him in the head. This is where...
Kill the zombies by shooting them in the head.
One, two! Kill the zombies by shooting them in the head. They can't eat you if you make them dead. Shoot the zombies, shoot the zombies, shoot the zombies, hey!
But yeah, I think this game will actually sell well. I mean, it looks entertaining. people will buy it for the four-player co-op. The hardcore crowd will be attracted due to being Counter-Strike multiplayer.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot to look forward to in Left 4 Dead. We recommend this. And
basically, if you're going to get one title this year, it's Left 4 Dead. I can already tell you that.
Yeah. Okay, so next game that's coming out, it's coming out on, like, on a Thursday for some reason. It's The Last Remnant.
That's a fucked up day.
Yeah.
It's The Last Remnant. What the hell's a remnant?
That's a remain. That's a dictionary definition.
I met in the Final Fantasy Square Enix mind of whoever the fuck's directing this game. I wanted to say, like, Nomura, but he isn't directing this game. Thank God! Strike up the choir and let all rejoice! Nomura is not involved in this one!
So we're not seeing pretty boys in this character design model thing. They actually look realistic because they're actually...
Actually, the main character honestly looks like Lelouch from Code Geass.
Sort of, yeah.
He's got the whole pink eyes and black hair thing.
Yeah. I'm just nodding my head at this point, because, yeah.
I'm just BSing and we're going on.
Yeah, pretty much. So this game is based on the Unreal Engine 3. It's first game on that.
Square Enix's first game using Unreal Engine. First off, I'm shocked at that. I thought by now they would have actually had one out, but it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is with this game is, we haven't heard that much about it. We've only seen screenshots. We don't know if the gameplay videos are gameplay videos, given Square Enix's record for not...
Yeah, they never show gameplay. They like to be wicked secretive about it. I mean, all we know is that IGN liked it because it was something new.
Yeah.
But how far is that something new going to go, honestly?
We talked about this with Infinite Undiscovery, and that turned out to be a crappy game. So we
didn't talk about Infinite Undiscovered. We didn't have a podcast at that point.
Oh yeah.
We stopped.
Oh, yeah.
we were non-existent.
Yes, but like,
actually the last time we had a podcast was like Super Mario Bros or something.
Yeah, it was back when like Sonic was actually good.
Okay, now back to the point. This is Square Enix's first one, and honestly, I'm tempted to see what they can do with it. I'm gonna buy this game definitely just because of that. I mean, Unreal Tournament 3 has the best graphics of this generation, in my opinion. Actually, no, second best. I think Metal Gear Solid 4 has a beat. But anyway, and that's pretty damn good graphics using Unreal Engine 3. And Square Enix has a way to bring out the best out of any engine.
Yeah, they do.
So I gotta see what they're gonna do with this.
Yeah, well,
it's probably gonna be thousands of enemies on screen. It's gonna be epic.
This is a game to look at, not buy just yet. Okay. And this is...
Wait for reviews, but yeah. You gotta wait for an honest review, because no one knows how to review an RPG anymore.
Oh, no. That's another
Final
subject.
Fantasy 12 getting 9.2s. Ridiculous.
Yes. I'm just nodding. Because I give it...
Nodding?
Yeah.
For those of you who do not know, Will's first review gave Final Fantasy 12 a 9 out of 10. And I condemn him for it to this day.
Please, I cannot live with you telling me that I gave Final Fantasy 12 9.0. Okay.
Moving on.
Yes. Our most serious game coming out next week, it's actually coming out on our launch, which already happened, but... Sonic Unleashed.
Yeah, for those of you listening to this, our launch just already happened. We actually already reviewed Sonic Unleashed.
Yes.
Wink.
We can see into the future.
We can see into the future. And... cue static! I don't know. What's the score you think going to be, honestly?
I'm going to go for a high 7. That's my optimistic.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if it'll even get that. I mean, first off, from IGN's videos, they didn't know how to play any Sonic game ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Kind of disappointing, considering, like, how long Sonic's been around. It's like, you don't know how to play a Sonic game by this point?
Yeah, really. I mean, they were spinning around and shit. They were going the wrong way at one point. I'm just sitting there laughing, and it's like, what the fuck?
That's not... at all, yeah, but I don't know. Given...
Well, I can tell the oversensitivity movement of Shadow the Hedgehog's back.
Given, you know, the history with Sonic games in this generation, is this going to live up to better than average then?
This generation, last generation, the gen before that.
Oh, Dreamcast had a pretty good Sonic games.
Okay, yeah, it had the two best Sonic games of all time, I'm sorry. But other than that, last gen, they did suck. And the gen before that, they sucked because of the Sega Saturn.
So, it just depends, like, if this is the return back to the Dreamcast, but...
I don't know, I mean, they're using their own engine, but... Basically, it's the Sonic Cycle.
Oh, yes, the Sonic Cycle.
Would you like to read us the scientific study of Sonic?
Yes, there's been research conducted on the Sonic Cycle, which scientists have claimed that when you first see, like, info on a new Sonic game, there's no friends, like, basically, like, your supporting cast of characters. You just see Sonic. Hopes are raised
the way it's
because
supposed to
of
be.
That. And fans began to claim the triumphant return of Sonic. But then, as more and more screens and info come out on the new Sonic game, they show pictures of Big the Cat, Amy, Tails, and then pictures of new
Knuckles,
friends.
Shadow, oh, like Silver, yeah. That one we all love.
Yes, we actually have anamorphic humans now. And the gameplay looks to be the same old, just really recycled
shit.
Crap. And hopes hit the ground. When the game actually comes out, reviews are indicative to the quality of the game. It becomes a massive disappointment, and fans claim that they'll never be fooled again. But this cycle is recurring, because it goes back. When
didn't we claim this with Sonic 06, and now look what's happening with Sonic Unleashed?
Yes. Like... We said that Sonic 06 was, like, the crappiest Sonic game, but, like, now you see Unleashed.
Ever, and we'd never give Sonic another bit of hope again. In fact, if he were right in front of me, we'd never give him the time of day. But yet, Sonic Unleashed trailer comes out, and people are like, Sonic's back! He's gonna kill Mario! He's gonna do it! He's returning! And then we see Werehog.
Werehog, yes. The night portion of the Sonic game. That.
Honestly, what the hell is Sega thinking? Every game has to have a fucking gimmick.
I mean, Sonic and the Black Knight, Sonic runs around with a sword. And given...
First off, I could see him cutting himself fairly easily, especially with how often he falls on his ass. I'm expecting him to impale himself with a sword 3 times.
But this is never gonna happen, because Sega always manages to make these gimmicks, like... He's running around.
Which
with
really
sword.
The sad part, the gimmick was the best part of the game in the last couple games. Like, Sonic Heroes, that was the best part, and Shadow the Hedgehog, the best part was the guns, because you couldn't control Shadow for shit.
Yeah, let's give them guns.
At all.
That like, totally puts out the whole, you know, children's audience.
In fact, the guns were lasers, though, oh. So it didn't put off the audience at all. In fact... It kind of just made them grow by giving them fancy guns. I went, pew, pew, pew. Pew.
Lasers, pew. But yeah, Sonic Unleashed. We don't know. We're kind of iffy.
Actually, we do know, because at that point it's already come out.
Oh, yeah, we'll know. It got a below average. It was less than Sonic.
It was less than 3.
It really was less than three. Less than 3. Let's go for that.
Now, they have no idea what we're talking about, because that could go either way. It got less than 3 on the reviews, or it's so good we heart it.
Oh, yes. We gave it.
We have just... Yeah.
This is so ironic.
Smoked.
Considering we launched on the date that Sonic Unleashed comes out. We started up a clusterfuck right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, to be fair, I mean, Sonic Unleashed is, like, the new hope for Sonic in every sense of the word, because I really think fans are really getting sick of him. I really think this is his last chance that the cycle will break, that people will go, oh, look, a new Sonic game if this one fails.
Even if it Unleashed does well, the cycle will still continue because of the Black Knight thing.
Yeah. Well, no one likes Black Knight, alright? I'm pretty sure the minute we saw Sonic with a sword, we were rolling our eyes and saying, Sonic, go away.
Alright. So, kind of exhausted that topic, we're going to talk about games that already have come out, but we're just getting
and
to
we've
them.
Actually played them. We don't have to predict and act like we have a time machine.
Yes, we actually played that game.
Well, that I played.
Zach's going to talk about because I never got a 360. Poor me.
Yet.
It could happen.
Yet.
If I blow my scholarship money. There we go.
I don't know. College Xbox 360. College Xbox 360. All right, so Gears of War 2.
Yeah. Gears of War.
I don't know where to start. I'm going to start with the multiplayer. The multiplayer was the biggest fucking letdown in the history of fucking letdowns I have ever seen in my entire life. All right? This is worse than George Bush becoming our president for again. Like, George Bush beat Barack Obama. That's how bad it could have been.
George Bush. That's
he got a third term by beating Barack Obama. Because remember, we're in the future. We know what happens.
Yes. Hey. Right.
So, honestly, the multiplayer was horrible. The maps were big and confusing. The chainsaw was overpowered. By which, in Gears 1, you could stun somebody if they were running at you with a chainsaw to defend yourself. Now you can still stun them, but you might as well kill them. I mean, there's like, you have to pretty much almost kill them to finally get them to stun. Like, it takes more than one shot, and it's just bullshit.
Yes.
Because now people just literally just run around with it.
I have to say that Resistance 2 multiplayer totally beats Horde mode. Whatever.
No. We're not there yet. Resistance 2 multiplayer, honestly, I could probably say that would be better than this right now, just because it looks like it cloned Halo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what now, Mega? I said it. It fucking cloned it. It got a VR and a bubble shield.
Well, there you go.
But, yeah. Hem. Yeah, the multiplayer, I don't know. It could have been so much better. It needs fixing. Okay. I'm unlike everybody else, I'm a fan of the new shotgun. Everyone doesn't like it because it was slowed down to, like, realistic standards. Mm-hmm. But I like it because now it's more tactical. And I actually have to place your shots instead of just run around and hope they accidentally get in front of your blind fire.
It's like, run and gun. Oh, you got in front of my rectangle. Bam!
You got in front of my 6,000 bullets coming at you. Hope it hurt.
Hope that, yeah.
Another problem I have with the multiplayer is some maps are really easy to, like, lose just if someone controls the power weapon on the map. Like, the map Ruins. There's a flamethrower on it, alright? And if you your team controls this flamethrower, you win. That's that. You win.
Because
they're so close quarters, the flamethrower kills so fast. That's that.
Yes, so you kind of boned in balancing issues right there.
Basically, it's the biggest shitty thing I've ever seen for multiplayer ever, and unless it gets fixing, I will not be playing it. It's just too shitty. Cliff Bleszinski knows what he did wrong. He downgraded the servers. He put it through fucking matchmaking that Halo 2 literally takes quicker to get in a game with.
See?
No, I tested this scientifically as MonsterVide. I literally got in a private chat with a friend, told him to back out of his search, didn't tell him why, just told him to back out of his search, and I put in my Halo 2 disc, started matchmaking, and I'm like, alright, start your matchmaking. At the exact same time, we started matchmaking. It was about 20 minutes of just talking, but this dude, and I'm like, so, guess what I just did? And he's like, what? I just proved that Halo 2 takes quicker to get in a game than Gears of War 2.
See? There's something wrong with that in multiplayer. And it seems to be a lot of issues with multiplayer.
Well, that's because he went to fucking matchmaking. Before Gears of War 1, you could be in a game just like that, alright? You were nothing in a game. You put search game, chose your game, you were there. That was it. You waited for the game to fill up. You didn't have to go through all that shit of matchmaking. I mean, I get why he did it, because he wanted to get rid of the host power, but he could have done that in so many better ways, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's
But the game isn't bad. I mean, it's not a complete waste of money. Horde mode is spectacular. And yeah, horde mode's great. It actually doesn't get repetitive as much as people would think. Campaign, that is one of the best campaigns I've ever played. There is a pitch-black sense of humor about it. There's story. The gameplay is same as Gears 1, yet there's so many newer shit. It's just, it's good.
Yeah.
But the online multiplayer killed it. I don't know. I mean, it needs to be fixed, but the campaign is well worth the $60.
Oh, yes.
Horde mode alone's worth the $60. Fuck. So, it's better than Call of Duty World at War Nazi Zombies, rated R for retarded. Alright, but yeah, I don't know. Gears of War 2, it's a letdown, but it was also extremely overhyped. Like, more overhyped than Metal Gear Solid 4 and GTA 4. So, I think it's worth it, but it's not going to get Game of the Year. What's going to get Game of the Year better be Fallout 3.
Yes, we will talk about Fallout 3. We'll talk about it
next week.
Because
we're out of time.
Sorry, kids. Story time is over.
Get back to your holes, bitches. As Marcus Phoenix would proudly say.
Yes. Thank you for listening, because we kind of summed up everything about Gears of War 2. Actually, we're looking forward to your review tomorrow, when you actually get some...
Wait, tomorrow, really tomorrow, or tomorrow,
really
like,
tomorrow.
When this podcast goes
when
up tomorrow?
When this podcast goes up
tomorrow. So in the future tomorrow.
Future tomorrow, which will be...
So the future tomorrow, that's like, next week.
Yes.
Alright, because I actually need to start this writing thing.
Oh, really? So you need to go back in time.
Oh, no, we're in the future, I already started writing it.
No. Oh, yeah, yes, definitely. I'm starting to get confused by this whole time thing.
Time makes no sense.
It doesn't.
We're in an alternate reality where Barack Obama lost to George Bush. I don't think we can make less sense.
Yes, when you consider the podcast, we are in a different universe. We call it a secondary universe.
We call it the Vine.
The Vine Zone. The Vine Light Zone. Whatever.
Name in progress.
Yes. Punch and pie.
Punch and pie.
We're done.